Listener Production.
Today, this podcast is being recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us today.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Hey everyone, so we have a bit of a self-indulgent episode, grow up, get over it. So we have the amazing Jade Rewilding here. She's a psychologist, sexologist, astrologist, tarot card reader. I mean, any pie, she's got a finger in it. I mean, very greedy from Jade, but thanks for being here, Jade. How are you going?
Good. I'm so excited to be here chatting to you. You're like a real live in the flesh almost person.
Almost person because we're over Zoom, yeah, but it feels like we're in the same room. We love that. So you've done like my birth chat. Now, I've had my birth chat done before, but this is like episode like 3 of the podcast, like 2 or 3 years ago. And because I have ADHD, I forgot to go back and check what happened. So, okay. And I didn't have a producer back then. So now I've got...
Jade has ADHD too, by the way. So you too. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's crazy. So great. It's going to be tangent central. So we're going to do a birth chart reading and we're going to talk about you call them transits or something? Or do you?
Yeah. So whatever's happening in the stars, it does influence us. And so we're going to see what the stars have in store for you next year.
Okay. And then we're going to come back in like a year or, you know, sometime next year and see what's happened.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shall we begin? Did Lem give you my birth time?
No, this is going to be a surprise for me. This is going to be me on the spot.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I need to tell you my birth time. Okay. All right.
It'll be accurate.
Okay. I've got it in CoStar. Okay. I asked Mum 5 million years ago to put it in CoStar. So that's where I have to look. Oh my God. This is so spontaneous. Yeah. I love this.
I know.
Apparently okay. That's
ADHD is living for it. Yeah. No. On the edge.
Also ADHD vibes. I love not planning. I'm sure you're the same. You're like, it's so, people are like, don't you want to prepare? No.
Yeah. Did not prepare at all. And I'm just like, just going with the flow.
It's amazing. Okay, cool. So let me just go to my little CoStar. So I was born, do you mind this date first, obviously?
Yeah.
20th of June, 1995 at Mum Reckon.
No, I was older than you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm about to be in my 30, flirty and thriving era.
Oh, we love.
In like a couple of weeks.
Oh, my God, HBD.
I know.
So birth time 5 p.m. apparently, according to like Laura.
On the knocker or like?
Babe, I think Mum was a bit out of it. I think she's going to, I think it's about 5 o'clock. Let's just say 5 p.m. Okay. And I was born in Tugan in Queensland at John Flynn Hospital. Where did I begin at John
I've
Flynn.
Never seen any of this before, by the way. This is like my first time sitting in on a reading.
Oh my God.
So I feel like you're like so pro at this. You're like, yeah, you want my date? And you're like,
yep.
I'm like,
yeah.
Everything's here now.
Okay, nervous. All right.
So this could change very slightly just depending on your birth time because 4 or 5 p.m. on the day you were born, your ascendant line, which is you in the birth chart, is at a degree of fate and fame. So if you were actually born right on 5 o'clock, that is like a huge line to be born on, just before the sun was setting, or just after actually on that day.
Okay.
In the middle of winter.
So how many minutes difference?
Even like a few kilometers and even a few minutes can change that a lot because your rising sign changes every 2 hours.
Yes.
So you could, it says you're a Sagittarius rising. Is that what CoStar says?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a few minutes past 5 could be a Capricorn rising. I feel like Sagittarius does make sense for you because, like, I do see you as, like, more fun. Capricorn is, like, Saturn ruled, so it's very serious.
I am not a fan of Capricorns. I really don't like them.
I'm a Capricorn, by the way. I'm joking, though.
No, Capricorn men really aren't it for me. I've never met a good one.
Really?
What is it about them?
Boring, serious. Yeah. All I care about is work. Just assholes.
Yeah. They're ruled by Saturn, and Saturn, that's the daddy planet. So it's like nice for that kind of vibe, but super, super, super serious. But I have a lot of Saturn energy in my chart, and it's just like, I just don't see that for you. I think you're too fun, so I think you must be Sag.
Thanks, babe. I agree. Capricorn women, though, I really get along with really well, I think, because they slay
Capricorn
as much as I do.
Capricorn women are hot.
They're hot, and they also like have their shit together, and they are really smart. But Capricorn men, it's like the Capricorn women are like, they would be like a psychologist or like they'd like own a business or something. And then Capricorn men just like investment bankers. You know what I mean? It's like you're all, they've taken it too far with the wankerdom, you know?
Yeah. The
there's
wankerdom.
No flavor. Where's the flavor?
There's no flavor, you know?
Okay. So first thing is just like you've got lots of Gemini energy.
Mm.
You've got your sun, Venus and Mercury all in there. You've also got Lilith in there. That's like bad bitch energy. So you're just like, this is like so much Gemini bad bitch energy. Like sun, Lilith, Venus, Mercury, like, and you're really in the right career, to be honest. Like, you're very Mercury dominant, which is all about talking. And like Gemini being in the sixth house, this is like what you do every day. And Gemini is very like mentally active, but also like linguistically active. It's just like, you want to think about lots of things. You want to like talk about lots of things. Like, yeah, you're definitely in the right career path for being so Mercury dominant.
Mm.
One thing that's kind of cool about you two is you've got lots of Jupiter energy, and that's that Sagittarius, like real fun, loving energy.
Mm-hmm.
And Jupiter is in Sagittarius. So it's in, it's like super cozy sign that it loves.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like going to bring you lots of blessings in your life. You're going to be very abundant. And another thing that you're super dominant in is Pluto. And Pluto, this is like an energy of like lots of like deep thinking, like polarity, contradictions, like, and lots of like taboo stuff about society. Like you just want to go there, especially like sexual energies, like Plutonian energies, like very sexual.
So well, I wish I had an outlet for that at the moment, to be honest. But yeah, I mean, well, in theory.
We can find out when something's going to happen.
Please. I need to know.
You know what? It's actually a really good time for you to get down though, to be honest, because Venus just entered Sagittarius, which is your rising sign, and that's like a really good omen for like lovers being attracted to you because Venus is like very lovey-dovey. They might like want to actually fall in love with you, so it's maybe not the best. You just want to like be one and done and out of there.
I'm so sick of all these people, all these fucking men. Let me just have a little vent for a second. Fuck, why do I keep fucking all these men sit on the phone for me for 3 hours, like multiple
a week?
Want to
tell you their life story?
Yeah, constantly. And I go, oh, and they're special. Like they are, like as people, but like they think that like they're the only one. I'm like, no, all of you call me and tell me your entire life story and then like vent to me and then talk to me for hours. And they go, wow, I've never spoken to anyone that long on the phone. I go, neither. And then someone else calls me and I start
really
again.
Yeah, you just like so much Gemini energy, just pulling it all out of them.
Yeah.
Them like they can tell you stuff.
Yeah, they just tell me everything about everything and they go, wow, you're so good. You're so good to talk to. And I'm like, okay. So, yeah, hopefully they don't fall in love with me. I'm not in the mood for them right now.
Well, you've got lots of, placements transiting the first house. Well,
so what does this all mean? Can you explain, like, transiting first house? Because I don't understand what it actually means. Like, Oscar and Lem, do you want?
No, I don't know either, What is, okay.
So
what is house?
Transiting is just, like, the astrological way of saying that a planet's moving through a certain zodiac sign. So,
okay.
At the moment, the Sun, Venus, and Mercury are all moving through Sagittarius, and you are a Sagittarius, like rising. So it's very much about who you are. Those planets are attracting their energies to you as a person. So, Sun is like fun, creative, very entertaining energy. Venus is like very lovey energy. Mercury is very like communicative, like connected kind of energy, but like in a very conscious sense that you're like having to go through that effortful process of actually talking to people.
Okay. But moving from like on the map and moving from being in like a Gemini house, sixth house,
so they
or whatever.
Were in Gemini when you were born.
For example, whatever the fuck, Cancer.
Yeah.
They
Just based on where we are and where the planets are in the sky.
And it's what we're facing. Like if I was on the other side of the planet, it would be a different thing.
That's only for like how your chart's orientated. It's more just like anywhere you are on Earth, like where Earth is in relation to
the
other planets in the solar system.
Yeah. All right, hang on, go.
The transits.
Okay. Continue.
Actually, just what you were talking about before in terms of like men just like falling in love with you and wanting to tell you their life story, I've just realized that Juno is like conjuncting your ascendant line, and Juno's the wife of Zeus, and she's like, everyone just wants to wife that person up. Anyone that's like got Juno in a major place in their chart, people want to wife them up. They're like,
except for the person that you
want
to be with.
Yeah, so
great.
Because you have Juno on your ascendant line, people are like, this girl is wifey energy. Like, I'm going to put a ring on it.
They don't really do anything about it. They just use my emotional labor.
Yeah.
Fucking.
I just feel like men are a waste of time. We might need to cut that out. That was a bit much.
I mean, honestly, I just want to be single for the next year. I'm single for the next 4 years. So hopefully no one comes along who wants to Juno me or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Want to Juno you up.
Yeah, Juno me up. Okay, cool. All right. So what else?
It is going to be a pretty hectic year for you, to be honest, because you're coming into a Saturn return.
So what does that mean?
The big scary one. The Saturn return. So Saturn's that like real serious energy in the chart, and it can be like make or break for a lot of people. A lot of people like really struggle when they're around their Saturn return.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Hang on.
Make or break.
Not make or break. What do you mean? What do you mean?
In astrology, that's what it's like thought of as, but to be honest, it's not as bad as it sounds. And if you're on purpose, which you are on purpose, it's going to be not as bad. But it's like a very serious year.
So what is a Saturn return?
Saturn comes back to the same place where it was when you were born.
Because it's exactly what, 28 years or something?
28 years, yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. That's how long a Saturn...
You know your shit as well. Takes. You've got some free knowledge there.
That's why everyone says that when you turn 28, you feel like you're finally yourself. Like a 28 was like the best year of everyone's life, or like the most formative year of everyone's life.
Yeah,
my 28 was like that for me.
Mm. Yeah.
And until you're 28, you're really not locked into your birth chart. Like until your first Saturn return, that's where everything really solidifies and you're like, you're kind of more bound to the energies that you were given at birth. Before your Saturn return, you can do whatever you want. You can listen to it. You can not listen to it. You're obviously going to be kind of swayed in that direction. Mm. But when Saturn comes back around, it kind of locks you in, and that's when you really feel like yourself, because you really feel your birth chart, like kind of coming online.
Right. Okay.
Which I loved with my Saturn return. Okay. I had a really good Saturn return.
Okay.
It's a bit of a rare story, but if you're on purpose, which I think you are, you can have a good time.
So what do you mean it's make or break? I'm panicking about this.
Yeah, like is it career? Is it love life? Is it health?
Saturn is more about soul life.
Well, I don't know.
Don't
this
say
is the
that.
Thing. Just tell us, how long do we have, Jade?
A little bit. So it depends where it is. So Saturn for you is in Pisces in the fourth house. So a lot of the time, Pisces in the fourth house, Saturn is about kind of spiritual awakening.
Okay.
So you could just like become super woke, which, you know, you're spilling out some good astrology knowledge already.
Okay.
You know, that could be on the cards for you.
Yeah.
You having a Saturn next to your past fortune, like I would expect you to have a better Saturn return than most.
Okay.
It's sounding good. It's sounding okay now.
Yeah.
I was thinking like Kurt Cobain and Amy Winehouse, 27.
27 Club.
That's the 27 Club because a lot of people don't make it past their Saturn return. Not a lot. I shouldn't say a lot. Some. A very select few people don't make it past their Saturn return.
Oh, my God. I need a full medical.
If you don't feel done in life, you're not going to get yeeted out until you're done.
Who knows, babe? Who knows?
You're only just starting.
You've got so much
very
cool
busy
stuff
year
going on
next
your
year. Very busy. The year's already booked up. My managers and I are going to have a meeting when I get to Queensland about when I'm allowed to have more than 2 days off in a row. We're going to try and figure out when I'm allowed to sleep as well. Because there'll be long periods where I don't have it out for like 5 weeks.
What?
That sounds stressful.
What?
Yeah.
I feel like you had a biggie this year.
No, this was small compared to what next year's going to be. Yeah.
Fucking Saturn returning or whatever the fuck.
Fucking Saturn return the other fucking way. Way. Yeah. Okay,
well,
so
the thing is, Saturn return can also bring you blessings. It delays, but it doesn't deny. So if you're really on purpose, it can just like bring you heaps of cool shit. Like, when my Saturn return came around, it really like leveled up my lifestyle for me because it was happening in a lifestyle house. So now I'm like work medium, play hard.
Okay.
And I definitely attribute that to my Saturn return, like bringing me some blessings because I'd like worked my ass off like up until that.
So you're just in a lifestyle house. What's mine in? Like so homewares or something?
It's in a spiritual, yeah, it's in a home and spiritual house.
Spiritual, okay, so spiritually.
But it's really about coming into yourself because the fourth house is like it's your spiritual self that you keep kind of private from everyone else. And it has a lot to do with also like where you come from. So there's like a lot of like maternal energies there, like your maternal lineage is there as well as like
God,
things that you're kind of brought up with.
I mean, it might be for Walter is what I'm thinking.
Fucking hell. Yeah, sorry. Maybe if my dog.
Don't miss a day on the contraception.
Well, I'm on a knee. I'm fucking raw dogging it. I need to fucking. Because I get migraines, so I can't be on the pill. Oh my God, this is just stressing me
out.
I'm
going to
get pregnant and then die next year.
This is catastrophizing energy.
Like, how do I? What's happening with like love? Because I don't want it near me. I'm too busy.
You've got what I'm like a little bit jealous about is you've got Taurus in your fifth house and Cancer in your seventh house, and they're like very feminine energies. And the fifth house is like who you get down with, like more for fun. And then the seventh house is like kind of the energy that you commit to.
Okay,
I'm a Cancer,
and so you've got like. Very feminine energies on there, and like that can mean that very feminine energies are very attracted to you. Which
does that
like,
mean
as a queer
that
person,
finally,
like, I just feel
does that mean that I might
so
finally
jealous.
Have a girlfriend?
Maybe.
Oh.
Like Taurus is like one of the most purely feminine energies. Aries is, I would say, the most purely masculine energies. And then from there, it gets a little bit kind of mixed because there'll be like there's just like other influences on a lot of the other energies. So having Taurus on the fifth is like very feminine energies being attracted to you for like fun times only.
Oh.
And then Cancer energy.
Wow, used and abused.
Yeah.
Kick to the curb, 27 club. Fucking. Yeah. All right. Well, okay, wait. And then who's into me? Who wants to commit to me? No one.
So look for Leo placements. If you want someone to commit.
Let me just Google someone's birthday. One sec.
Because you've got Leo on the eighth house. So this is someone who could get so obsessed with you and so addicted to you. So people with strong Leo.
I'm scared of someone seeing who I'm Googling right now.
Yeah.
No one
no
has
one can
no,
see.
No cameras.
Have like
there
a camera no behind.
Does that mean Abby will be obsessed with him as well? Or is it just the other person?
Oh, because that's the issue. There's just me always, but I don't like them. I feel like whenever I do a co-star, there's never like, oh, like the Gemini goes well with someone. Like, I feel like Gemini just doesn't go well with anyone. Like it's like, oh, we're okay. So, okay, wait. So do we have anything specific that we can come back and check on next year-ish?
Well,
any timings? Any like, oh, like in March?
We now know that you're going to get with a chick.
Well, that's
well,
one thing is
could,
there's a chance that I'll have a girlfriend.
A Leo's going to be obsessed
with
you.
I'd love that for you.
Who? A Leo.
Leo's,
well, the
Leo's
person I looked up is a not a Leo.
What are they?
What are their sign, though? What's their sign?
They're a Virgo.
Well, no, that's actually good news because the thing about how astrology works is that your Venus and Mercury have to be within one for Mercury, but within two signs for Venus. And so they could definitely be a Virgo sun and a Leo Venus.
Oh my God.
Which is ideal because that's actually a soulmate connection. If you have a Leo eighth house and they're a Leo Venus, that is like top tier.
Oh, I don't want to be with them anymore now that you said that. Oh, nah, busy. I'm going to block him.
Oh, no.
I don't want to do that anymore. Okay. So are we going to go through? The year? Maybe we should at the end of each month, Lem, have a check-in, then we'll make a podcast at the end of the year and we'll see.
Okay.
Okay.
So I've got the 1st of January up.
Okay.
So I might not expect things to happen in terms of, like, relationships, but probably a good time for like career stuff, like early next year in January.
Okay.
Dry vibes then.
Dry yet again. Another, well, I can handle another month, can't I? It's been fucking 7 years, so.
Dry January. All right, February.
Okay, dry Jan. Dry Jan. So all of January, no roots.
You are going to have a lot of placements still transiting the first quarter because a lot of, like Sun, Mercury and Venus all kind of transit close together. So the start of the year every year, it's going to be very Capricorn-ish, like, you just like worrying about your career, worrying about
I'm always fucking worrying about my career. Jesus. Yeah. All right, cool. All right. Well, I guess more time doing that will be fun.
Yeah.
More time earning more money to sit at home with my dog.
And your many houses.
And my, yeah, true. Yeah, my
well, you know, that might attract some ladies because we do like daddy energy.
Yeah, but daddy, I don't want to be. But I don't. No. I want to be the submissive person in relationships. That doesn't work. That doesn't work at all. I do not want to. Ew. I don't. Ew.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Being
as
dominant
you.
Is so disgusting to me. Even like pretending to joke about it makes me feel physically sick.
Well, I feel like this is going to be your problem then, because you're going to attract very feminine energy, and two bottoms together just like don't vibe.
No, they definitely don't. So cool. Yeah. All right. Well.
So that's kind of like that.
Cool.
God did not do you a solid in terms of putting Taurus on your fifth house.
No. Cool. All right. Great.
Onwards and upwards.
Oh my
God. It is good for like sensual vibes though. If you can find someone that's like really into like maybe more sensual stuff, you can have like a lot of fun with like say maybe more tantra, like fun things like that.
That's very exhausting. Okay. All right. Yeah. Fine. I'll do a class. I'll do a tantric massage class or something.
Okay. So in February next year, you're going to have Venus transiting your third house, which means it'll be trining your descendant line. So that's a good time to meet women that it could be a long-term commitment.
Okay,
and
cool.
You also have the past fortune in the sky will be transiting your seventh house as well. So you've got kind of like two fortunate commitments, more with women, because Venus is
okay.
Women.
So okay, in February.
Look out if someone's trying to, yeah.
Well, I'm like working literally every day in February next year. So I'm not sure how that's going to happen so far.
Someone in the industry.
Well, you know, Taurus energy as well, like all the earth signs are well known for being hard workers. So that can mean attracting someone through work.
Okay. That's going to have to be, isn't it?
Through how you attract money specifically. So anywhere where you're like very financially abundant, like the connections that you make in that area. So like on the podcast or like whatever is your most kind of abundant vibe can be the same place where...
It's Lem.
Lem becomes single. Yeah. God, oh, no. That's mean.
Lem goes through her
Lem becomes Polly. There we go. That's a more joyous outcome. Okay, cool. So February I have potential to meet up, maybe have more feminine connections.
Yeah.
I just don't... I don't get wet for fucking feminine energy, like soft energy. I want to be dommed.
But well, maybe that woman is going to be like a
dominant energy.
Yeah, it's just like but more, still a woman.
Yeah, but still a woman, yeah.
I hope women so.
With a bit of like masculine vibe, a little bit of top vibe.
Yeah.
So good.
I just, I don't know, the thought of like one time, I don't know if I told this story on the podcast or if I said it on the radio show or if I just said it to my friends at dinner. But I was, one time my ex, we were joking about me being like a dom because like he's like, you'd be the worst dom ever. Like it's so embarrassing. Like you're so fucking awkward and you're such a sub. Like he's like a pillow princess. Like you just sit there and don't do anything. And I'm like, oh, move my arms for me. And, when I tried to dirty talk to him, I was like, no, let me have a go. So I tried to do it. And the first thing I said was, I go, yeah, you're a little piece of shit. And he goes, baby, you can't say shit.
It just takes to emotional abuse.
And he goes, no, yeah, like that little piece of shit. He goes, no, I don't. Shut the fuck up. And then he fucked me. Yeah, you know, then I got back to my sub energy. Okay,
oh,
well, I guess.
So good.
Oh, look, I'll be open. Maybe I'll be open to feminine energy. I'll be open to more equal energy. I just don't like it because people think that I'm dominant because they think people tell me I have a masculine energy, which I completely disagree with.
I just think it's
have a loud voice.
You're a busy bee.
Yeah, I'm just busy and have a loud voice. Yeah. Like, fuck. Yeah. Does make that mean fucking masculine? I actually am very, also I'm very, very like submissive in relationships.
Really?
I'm very soft and like mushy and like it's embarrassing.
Maybe because you have decision fatigue in your everyday life that you just want somebody to take that off your...
No, I have a CEO curse. So my ex, again, same one, always used to be like, oh, like I would come from this. He'd like whisper and be like, I'm making all the decisions. You have no responsibility. You have to make no
Virgo
decisions.
Mars.
And I'm like,
Virgo's
oh my
Virgo's like
fuck.
Service energy, like, and Mars is like sexual energy, and Virgo's like very like acts of service energy. So like, anytime there's like that kind of service, people with Virgo Marses are also good at giving head. But
I'm so good at giving head
because it's an act of service and it's in a sexual. Mars is sexual.
Well, yeah. So I just like someone to just make all the decisions for me and not have to ask me. And he's like, don't have to answer any questions. Like he just tells me what to do. King. Wow, miss him. All right.
January dry, February you might get a chick. All right. That depends on what
March.
March, there's not really a lot going on, to be honest.
No wet season.
No wet season, yeah. Fucking hell. There's nothing happening again. Q1's done. I paid my fucking Q1 bath and I've not had sex yet.
In April, you're going to have Mars first transiting your seventh house, and then probably the next month I'll have a look. It'll be transiting your eighth house, which is like the best time for sex. So March, April-ish.
Okay. You're going
to start to gear up to like more connections.
Okay.
And this can be with a more masculine energy because it's Mars. But yeah, and you're also going to have Jupiter starting to head towards your fifth house. And Jupiter's very abundant. And so entering into your fifth house is like really good for like lots of fucking. So like
okay.
April.
So when am I fucking? April.
April, at the start of April, it'll still be a bit early, but a little bit closer to May. That's when things will really start to kick into gear. Because at the start of May, on the 1st of May, Mars will be starting to enter your 8th house, which is like deep sex.
Okay.
Ooh, and then Jupiter will be starting to enter your 5th house, which is fun sex.
I'll be rooting from March until when?
Well, Jupiter stays in a sign for like a year. So you could have a really good year of like fun sex. Mars will move out within a month and a half. It only takes 6 weeks in a sign. But yeah, you'll have like good energy in your fifth house of like fun sex for like a year basically.
Yeah, great. Okay, cool. Woo! Thank God. Jesus Christ.
We got there at the end.
We got there. Yeah. Okay, next. What's next? Okay. June.
Start of June, Venus and Mars will both be in the eighth house. So June could be like literally the best sex of the year because you'll have
Girl, you know
fifth, Venus
Girl,
and Mars in the eighth.
Birthday sex me. Birthday sex me.
Oh, true. It's your birthday.
It's the best day of the year, girl.
Wait. That's what we want.
Hang on. I just realised someone's coming from somewhere to where I live in January, and I've just realised maybe they won't come. Anyway. Maybe I won't come either. So wait, on my birthday, I'm gonna have really good sex. Great. So I'm right. Okay. Anything with like work or not much work?
Hang on. You're gonna have the sun in the sixth, which can be like good for creative energy.
Hang on. I've just realized something, everyone.
What?
So I got some schedules for next year, and it appears that I'm gonna have the June, July radio holidays off. Which would mean I'm going to go to France.
The US. Oh, France. Oh,
it's France.
For?
French.
Jade, brand. There's a whole thing. I'm trying to fuck this French man. No. It's been a whole thing.
So that might
be
it.
It's going to be right very now. Positive. Like, the thing is, like, with all the transits, like, you've got to, like, use that energy to your advantage. Like, when you know something's transiting for you, just, like, go through life and be like, I am the luckiest person in the world. Like, I'm magnetic. Everyone wants me. And, like, that's how you're going to activate that energy and make sure it happens.
That's in June.
Yeah. So July, Mars and Venus exit your eighth house. And so they're now moving into the house of travel.
I'll be in France.
Broadening your horizons.
Or Bordeauxing my horizons in France. Yeah. Okay. Slay. So this is
you know what's crazy though, that you've organized all of this without knowing these transits were happening, but
it
then
is
these
crazy.
Transits are like literally perfect. For
it
like
is
what
crazy.
You've intuitively organized for yourself.
Yeah, but the person that I want to fuck in France keeps being like, hurry up, come over. I'm like, I'm not missing Australian summer.
Yeah, that is true.
Get fucked.
You don't want to be there cold.
And I said, come here, and he goes, oh, there's too many spiders. Grow up. No, there's
too many
not.
Spiders.
Propaganda has gotten to grow up. Okay, so July, travel.
In August, the sun will be transiting your eighth house. And so that's another like good energy for like fun sex as well. And Jupiter will still be in your fun sex house.
There's
so this could be a very wet year for you.
Babe, I'm so excited. Okay. All right.
You really turned the podcast around.
Well, because this year has just been, it's just been a nightmare. I think I've had sex 4 times in a year. All right. Yep. Next.
In September, all the energies are going to start to move into your 10th house of career. So that's a good time to like get shit done.
Okay, cool. Enough rooting. We've had like 5 months of having just sex. Yeah. I'm sure you're
like
bored
by that.
Three
really good months.
Hey, yeah. Cool. And then career time. And then what, like
career
something?
Time
okay, so
September.
I said to focus on my career, okay?
Yeah.
Something different.
October, still like career time. Good time to start like networking and like
okay.
working with people that you might really, really want to work with. So if there's anyone that like that you've been noodling around that you're like, I want to get that person. In October and moving towards November, like there's lots of really good positive energies for you to connect with them. So if you reach out, it's more likely to be successful.
Okay, Lem, put a little reminder.
Yeah, I know. October. I'm just thinking this should be a reminder.
Tactical reach outs.
Okay, yeah, okay. All right.
So be like at the start, so at like October, November, like you've got some more masculine energies moving in there. So like it's probably going to be a bit more structured. But then towards the end of the year when Venus starts to catch up, that'll be like who you really want on like a heart level to like come to the podcast.
Well, there's one person we want in the podcast more that we haven't gotten yet.
Dan Savage.
We try, although Lem's been trying. Lem's tried the hardest. But you know what?
We got Esther,
which was actually, Dan, was above Dan.
Wait, Esther Perel?
Yeah, she was on last week.
I love her.
Yeah, she's the best. So, okay, so in December, do I get in a relationship or do I remain single again? Because maybe I'll be ready.
Early in the year is good for commitment, just like maybe more feminine energy. But yeah, you've got a little while until you've got like a really big, good commitment coming. So, and then you'll need to wait a year and then the year after that, it should start to move towards Cancer. And when Jupiter's in Cancer, that's a really good time for meeting like long-term, like wife me up kind of energies.
Two years. So you'll be 29.
Perfect. I hope, I pray.
So I've just had that transit and I've had three people that would definitely could have been wifed up energies this year. Like it's huge. It's massive. It's awesome.
Keen to be single for the next 2 years. Heads up, everyone. If I come into this fucking podcast studio and I say I'm gonna partner whoever the fuck, call my manager and say it's time for a lockup. I can't be in a fucking relationship. All right, well, this was informative. We're going to go through and every month we'll see how we've gone.
Okay.
I'm really excited for the feminine energy. I'm really excited for me getting with more women.
I think it'll be someone that like kind of is more committed and just like I think it'll be a bit more serious. I don't think it'll necessarily last just like based on the transits that are going through. But it could be like kind of like deep but like maybe short term is what I would expect.
That's nice. I would like that.
I'm a big fan
of a short term relationship.
Yeah.
Like a big fan. Like I was saying on the radio show that I don't want to date anyone for longer than 3 months for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jade. All right, we'll check in next June. We'll see how I went. Where can everyone find you?
So it's best to look for me on socials. I'm mostly on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And if you look up Jade Rewilding, my personal page will come up, but then both of my professional pages, my Wilding Tarot and my Wilding Astro pages will both come up as well.
We love. Amazing. We'll link in the show notes. Thanks so much, Jade.
Thank you, Jade. Listener.